Hey, joining us right now is Senate Republican leader John Braun out of Centralia. He pre-filed a bill for the 2024 legislative session that would make it mandatory for Washington's K-12 public schools to teach the Jewish Holocaust curriculum developed by the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Senator, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about this bill. Give us the backstory, the background on it, and what's your feeling on if this is going to go through or not?
Well, this actually has its origins of the idea. It goes clear back to 2019. There was a bill in front of the legislature that directed the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Holocaust Center for Humanity here in Washington to develop a curriculum to teach about the Jewish Holocaust. And they've done a fabulous job of doing it. If you're interested, really solid curriculum backed up by a speakers bureau and other things to support the curriculum that has been well received, but has not been widely implemented in our state. And there's actually a report that came out of that bill legislature that recommended we make this mandatory. We're generally hesitant to make some of this stuff mandatory, but given the events of especially of the last 2 months since October 7th, some of the protests and against that have been aimed directly at the Jewish people have been some of the rise in anti-Semitism that was going on before this, but certainly has spiked since. It seems obvious to me, and I think to others, that we need to do a better job teaching our children, teaching our young adults about our history in an effort not to repeat the past.
Is your sense that is why we're seeing so many kind of pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine protests in our state is because of just the lack of education around the Holocaust and other things?
Well, I can't say any better than anybody else. I'm certain it's not the only reason. There's a lot of reasons, but I'd like to think that is something that's part of the reason if people truly understood the history when it comes to the Holocaust, the history when it comes to genocide in our world, that these kind of outrageous protests wouldn't happen. And that's not to say folks can't have issues with Israel. It's not to folks can't speak freely. It's to say to incite violence, to incite genocide is just wrong. And I think at the very least, we have to make sure people understand what they're saying and what it's led to, what kind of tragedy, what kind of horror this kind of speech has led to in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. In your view, Senator, why do you think we've seen such a proliferation here in our state? You know, we've seen that here in King County, the city of Seattle, campus of the University of Washington. We're seeing it around the city of Seattle. Why do you think there's been such a movement for kind of pro Hamas, pro Palestine here?
Well, I think that what's been sort of fed to our youth over the last maybe a couple decades has been decidedly one-sided, that they've not been taught some of the history or the history that goes with the tragic events during World War II, the Jewish Holocaust. I think while this bill doesn't necessarily address the history of the Israeli nation, I don't think there's broad understanding of that. You know, we did there was some surveying done that talked about people's knowledge of the Holocaust, and I was frankly shocked how low that is, particularly with millennial and younger generations. And I'll tell you, so I think there's work to do here in terms of educating. One thing that was encouraging in that survey, so the high numbers, high percentages, I think 60 that didn't really understand the Holocaust, 60%, if you can imagine that. But the encouraging thing was 80% agreed we needed to have more education. So hopefully that means people are receptive to understanding the facts. And the facts, I think, tell the story. And whether we're talking about the tragic events that occurred in Israel in October, the protests and sometimes calling for violent ends since then, or other genocide around the world, North Africa and China. This is an opportunity to make our youth smarter, about what we've done, you know, collectively as a people wrong before, and how we work to prevent it in the future.
What kind of support are you getting on this bill right now?
Well, so far, everyone I have talked to has been supportive. As I said earlier, I think there's always some reluctance, at least certainly on my side of the aisle, to dictate curriculum. But that's not to say we don't. We have a state curriculum. I don't think this is unusual. And I also think that given what we're seeing, that it's the right thing. I don't say that lightly. So far, I've gotten a positive response. I think there'll be support for it. But we got a long ways to go.
Yeah. Senator, before we let you go, what else are you working on that you're really excited about right now?
Well, I got a number of things going. I think for the caucus, we're focused a number of things in public safety, working on affordability, making Washington affordable for Washington families, working on education, and in particular education. I got a bill. It's a simple bill, but I think it could be very important, and that has to do with getting after chronic absenteeism in our schools. You know, we're working hard. Schools are working hard to make up for learning loss. You can't do that if the kids aren't in the school. And we've seen a real rise in excessive, what they call chronic absenteeism, in school districts across the state. So this is a chance to get after that problem. Getting kids in the classroom is one of the first and most important steps to recovering from learning loss.
I'm not sure if we can put Washington and affordable in the same sentence anymore, Senator. I mean, we're at a place now where people are leaving the state because of how tough it is to be able to afford to live here. Can you tell us practically what you might be doing to alleviate this?
Well, you're 100% right. Whether it's food or gas, housing, childcare, healthcare, list goes on. It's become unaffordable, sort of, for folks in the middle that are just making it week to week. We have a lot of work to do there. In particular, I think one of the most important things we can do is leave a little bit more money back in the voters' pockets, and that's by efforts to reduce taxes. We've seen this cap and trade system that's essentially become somewhere between a 40 and a 60 cent per gallon gas tank that's just draining the wallets of Washingtonians across the state, particularly regressive, particularly hard on folks who are struggling to make ends meet. So we can either undo that, or perhaps if we can't do that, maybe we can send that money back in other forms of tax relief that can help. So I think number one is let them keep more of their own money to make the best decisions for them and their families. Beyond that, a lot of work to do in housing to get housing more expensive. And the simple fact is we need more housing. And that means deregulation that makes sense. It means opening up new lands to build in an affordable fashion. These are just practical solutions. Same thing with childcare. We've made childcare regulation too difficult in our state. You know, we've been looking after one other's children for millennia, right? And in Washington state, we've made it so hard, we've driven people out of business. We need to undo that.
This is Senate Republican Leader John Braun. Senator, thank you for joining us today.